but don't do it. Well, no. I mean, if you, I think experienced yoga people probably could, but yeah, that whole sweating and not drinking, yeah, I don't know.
But what's the purpose? Why do they have to heat up the room to be this hot? What are you getting out of it? You burn more calories?
I think burn more, detox and burning.
Yeah, I think they're the two major ones that they're looking for.
Yeah.
It's, to me, it's not natural. It's too hard.
I prefer go to a sauna and sit while I'm being steamed, or do the yoga in a cold room, but combining the two seems evil. I don't understand.
Yeah, it is.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, the girl that I work like in the kiosk next to, she is a personal trainer, and she does her her like personal training sessions in hot rooms and things like that. Yeah. And she does it like for hours.
No, it's so, it feels unnatural when you're in there. You just think like, oh my God, it's even hotter than what you would experience out in Australian summer.
Yeah.
Like it's even worse than if you went for a run in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Like it's just like comes at you from every direction, just heat pressing on you.
And
it's really
not fun, you know? If you get dizzy, if you feel sick, what's the fun? You do sports for fun and something enjoyable. Why would I put myself through something that is not
I've never had that spotting in front of the eyes in Pilates or anything. And we used to do some more yoga based stuff, but I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever fainted doing normal yoga. No,
I've done normal yoga and it does still gets hot and a bit sweaty.
Yeah.
But I'd never fainted. And you're losing so much sweat that you've got to be putting that back in your body.
Exactly.
It's not natural.
But it's weird. It's about like starving your body of that. Well, I don't know. It's like holding that from you for
to
some
release
reason.
The toxins?
I don't know. It's just getting all that sweat out. Get it all out. And it's like, yeah.
So no for Bikram yoga?
No, don't do Bikram yoga. I signed up. It was $15 for unlimited for like a month or something, and I went once.
Oh, really?
But it's only $15. So, I mean, I'd pay that for one session here in the Gold Coast.
Is the price for one class of anything
on
the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Unless you buy a pack somewhere, but then you have to commit for 10, 12 sessions.
Yeah.
I want to try Zumba.
Yes, we're going to do Zumba. Let's do Zumba together.
Did you ever do?
I've never done it.
No?
But I feel like we'd love it because we're all into that.
To the Latin music and it's a great workout.
Yeah. I want to see how it's like. I don't know. I need to first.
I think it sounds
room.
More fun. I feel
it is.
Like,
I saw they had last Thursday, I think. They had the girl, like a Zumba instructor, and she was doing a performance in the, you know, the area where they have all the little kiosks.
Near the Goanna Lounge.
Near the Goanna Lounge, yeah. So they had a Zumba chick there, and she was working it, and you had students dancing along with her just
That's
in front
so
of
cool.
her. And it
that
looked cool.
Funny.
The music was a bit weird. I didn't expect Zumba to be just random, like, hit list sort of thing.
I thought it was a lot of Shakira.
No, they only had one Latin song.
Oh, no, my friend said it's all Latin. It's
different. They have some samba, they have some Latin, they do have some like pop, like music.
I guess it depends on the instructor.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
What about that Brazilian butt workout that you said? Was that Biscuit?
We could go there. I'm just letting you know it's 7 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
And I think it's $20 a session.
Ooh.
We could do it if you want.
$20 a session.
But it means like being taken out of there with a wheelchair because it's 1 hour of just doing your butt. And that would be full on.
Yeah, I'm not paying $20 for that.
Great butt, but you'll have to sit for the next 3 days. So it kind of defeats the purpose. Yeah.
No one will see because you're just lying in bed.
But if we can find a samba class, I would really love to do samba. I already told you. If I find one, I want to go.
Samba's hard.
Samba or like
salsa.
Salsa.
I'd love to do salsa.
I don't know about salsa. I tried before. I prefer.
What's the difference between samba and salsa?
Samba is what they dance in the carnival in Brazil.
Yeah.
It's very different.
It's very difficult. It's a lot of just footwork. I don't know.
A lot of moving
your
butt.
I've done both. I prefer salsa.
Salsa is a bit lower pace, I guess.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it just feels a bit more natural.
Bigger
samba
movements.
Is really, samba's smaller movements and it's harder and it's really hard on your legs. I got shin splints from doing samba. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.